Okay, so we saw the Gemara before we were cut out yesterday, right at the top of Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, where there was an Amoira who forgot Ritzei, and he repeated the whole of benching. And asked him, let's go from the top line. Omale, my timer of Admar Hochi, why did you do this? Omale, because he said, Omar Avshila, Omar Rav, in the name of Rav, To'o Chayzer Arosh. Because we heard in the name of Rav, but that's exactly what you're supposed to do. If you make a mistake, you go back to the beginning. Says the Gemara, that seems to be a contradiction. Because Vaho Omar Avhun Omar Rav, To'o Oimer Baruch Shanosan. It was Rav who himself who said that if you make a mistake, you don't go back and repeat benching. Rather, you say this bracha that we mentioned yesterday, the Baruch Shanosan Shabbosis. So we seem to have an apparent contradiction on our hands. What did Rav say? If you forget to say, did Rav hold that you have to repeat benching? Or did he say that you do not repeat benching and rather you insert this bracha of Baruch Shanosan? What's going on? There's more on the fourth line, Omale, Lav Itmar Alo. Didn't we learn about it? In other words, wasn't there a qualification? Don't forget the qualification, which was Omer of Menashe Bar Tachlifa, Omar Rav, in the name of Rav himself, that Loi Shonu Elo Shaloi Posach Bar Teva Meitiv. You can only repeat, you only say the bracha of Baruch Shanosan if you have not begun the next bracha Bar Teva Meitiv. Avol posach bateva meitiv, but if you have begun bateva meitiv, then chayzel araish. So for there's no contradiction in Rav whatsoever. There's two different cases. If you've begun the next bracha bateva meitiv, then you cannot now insert the bracha of Baruch Shanosan. It's too late. You've got to repeat benching. If you have not begun the next bracha, for example, you say Baruch Ato Hashem, Boine Barachamov Yerushalayim Omein, and then suddenly you remember, what? I forgot Ritzei. Then you insert this Baruch Shanosan. But once I've now begun the next Baruch, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Oilam, Okelovinu Malkeinu Adireinu, and then I remember, too late, back to the beginning. We'll see, Be'ezus Hashem, when we get later on to the two dots, we'll see Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see how we paskin the halacha. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Very, very fundamental and famous sugya this. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. To'o veloi hizkir. Shel Rosh Chodesh bitfilo. What happens if you did not mention Rosh Chodesh in davening? Machzirin oisoi, he has to be returned. He's got to say Shmoneh Esra again. And as we know, this does not refer to Ma'ariv. There is, I think, a famous mistake that's sometimes made. And there are those who think that you don't repeat Shmoneh Esra for Ma'ariv. If you forgot Ya'alav Yavoi, we mustn't make a mistake. That only applies on Rosh Chodesh, but not, for example, on Chol HaMoed. The reason why you don't repeat Shmoneh Esra when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Ma'ariv is because nighttime is not a Zman of Bezdin. Rosh Chodesh, people used to come to Bezdin to sanctify the new moon, and that could not happen at night. So that's why it's less important, as it were, to say Ya'alav Yavoi Rosh Chodesh night. And for that reason, if you forgot it, you do not repeat Shmoneh Esra. But Chol HaMoed night, for example, there's absolutely no difference to Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. If you forget Ya'alav Yavoi, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esra. Either way, when the Gemara says, Hizkir Sharash Chodesh Bitfilo Machzir and Oisai. So for the moment, that's talking at least about Shachris and Mincha. If you forgot Ya'alav Yavoi in your Tfilah, you have to repeat Tfilah. However, the Birkas Hamazon ein machzir anoisei. If, however, you forgot Yala Viyava in benching, then he does not have to repeat his benching. When we said before that if you forget Ritzei, you have to repeat benching, that's talking about because you missed out Shabbos. And we'll soon see the difference. But on Rosh Chodesh, if on Rosh Chodesh you have bread-based meal and you have to bench, then even if you forgot Yala Viyava, you do not repeat benching. If you davened and you missed out Yala Viyava, you do repeat davening. With the obvious question, says the Gemara, Omalei Rav Ovin, L'Rav Amram, Maishna Tfila, Umaishna Birkas Amazin, question mark. So what is the difference? If Yala Viyava is significant, why would you make a difference between davening and benching? And if it's not so significant, then why do we send you back for davening? This is the question that Rav Amram was asked. Omale, aflididi kashili. Because I must be perfectly honest, I also had this same difficulty. Why is Rav Nachman telling us in the name of Shmuel that there's a difference between Birkas Hamazon and Tefillah? You're asking me what's the difference? I had the same kasha. V'she'ilte l'Rav Nachman. And I asked this to Rav Nachman. V'omar li minei demar Shmuel lo yishmia li. And he said to me, listen, this statement was said to me in the name of Shmuel, and I never heard any explanation for it. V'omar li minei demar Shmuel, this in the name of Shmuel, lo yishmia li. Well, it was not heard to me. I didn't hear an explanation. Yes, it's a valid question. So if we didn't hear the explanation, we're going to have to try and work it out ourselves. Elo nechze anan. So let us see ourselves. Nechze is to see, chazi. Nechze anan. So let's try and see, let's work it out. If we didn't hear clearly the explanation behind Shmuel's statement, so let's at least try and work out for ourselves what might be the difference. And that is, Tfilah d'chayvahi. Tfilah is mandatory. It's obligatory. A person has to daven shachris. So if you have to daven shachris, machzirin oisai, it's so important that you daven because it's mandatory to daven. Therefore, failure to mention Rosh Chodesh means you haven't davened properly and you've got to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. However, Birkas Mazoino, when it comes to Birkas Hamazoin, De'i Ba'i, if he would wish, Ochil, he eats. Iba'i, and if he would so wish, Loi Ochil, so it's totally optional. You cannot say that Birkas Hamazon on Rosh Chodesh is mandatory. Of course, if you eat, you've got a bench, but you didn't have to eat in the first place. Therefore, Ein Machzirin Oisai.
Interesting, though, because davening is a drabbanan, right?
Correct.
Okay, but if you eat, Birkas Hamazon is a doraisa.
Good question. Davening is a drabbanan, but it's a drabbanan which is mandatory. Whereas the deraisa, it's only mandatory if I so happen to choose to eat, but I never had to eat. So like you said, it's a very good kasha because at the end of the day, you're right. I didn't have to eat, but I did.
Actually, a person does have to eat or he's not going to be able to function.
No, but he doesn't have to eat pas. He doesn't have to eat bread.
He doesn't have to eat pas, that's true.
Right. So we'll see in a moment, maybe Shabbos is different. But at least on a regular Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is on a weekday, like it was last week on Monday, he does not have to eat a bread-based meal. Now, it's still a chiddush, because yes, he didn't need to, but if he did, in the event that he chose to eat, he's absolutely chayev to bench. And as you rightly point out, not only is he chayev to bench, he has a chiyuv min ha-Torah to bench, if at least he ate kedei sevir. So we might have put in a good argument to say, yes, you didn't need to eat, but once you chose to eat and you mukhiyev to bench, you've jolly well got to make sure that you bench properly. And if you miss out Ya'al of Yavoy, you have to repeat it. And yet we do not say that. So clearly, Ya'al of Yavoy in benching is not min ha-Torah.
At least we Americans don't say jolly well. At least that's one thing we don't say.
Change that to certainly then. Ya'al of Yavoy in benching is not min ha-Torah. This is what emerges from our Gemara. If mentioning Rosh Chodesh in benching would be da'iraisa, then obviously it would be totally irrelevant that I didn't need to eat in the first place. You're right. Couldn't, wouldn't, shouldn't, but you did. And once you ate, you've got an absolute chiyuv to bench. And if you miss out any part, you're not yetzi or benching. So it must be that Ya'al of Yavoy is really only midrabonu. It's an institution by Chazal. And so Chazal only were makpid that it must be said at all costs if there really was an absolute chiyuv to say it from the outset, rather than a chiyuv which was self-induced by choosing to eat. So Bishlema, when it comes to davening, davening is not self-induced because you have to daven. So Mamela, even though it's true, davening is only midrabbanan, but it's a chiyuv, an absolute chiyuv, and if you've got to daven properly, failure to say Ya'al of Yavoy means you haven't davened, and if you've got to daven again. Whereas failure to say Ya'al of Yavoy in benching, Chazal waived because you were never mechuyev to put yourself in a situation of Birkas HaMazon in the first place. Right, so we now understand the svara behind this statement that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. Why is it that if you forget Ya'al of Yavoy in benching, you do not repeat? If you forget Ya'al of Yavoy in davening, you do? And the answer is, davening was a chayva. Eating was not, at least eating bread. Says the Gemara, Elo me'ato. So now, based on what you've just said, that it depends on whether you're absolutely mechuyev to eat or not. Shabbosos v'yomim tovim. When it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, deloy sagi, it will not suffice deloy ochil. You have no option of not eating. On a regular day, you don't have to eat a bread-based meal. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do. And guess what, Merav Rabbeisa, you learn it from this week's parasha. Parashas B'Shalach, the parasha of the Mon. And we learn as a chiyuv to have a suda on Shabbos. So too on Yom Tov. So following your logic, Hochanami, it should emerge, De'itoi Hodar. So it should emerge that a bread-based meal on Shabbos is like davening on Rosh Chodesh, with a common denominator being that both of them are absolute chayva, not optional. And therefore, if you made a mistake, you should have to repeat the whole of benching. Yes, on Rosh Chodesh, I understand you don't need to repeat benching because you never needed to eat a bread-based meal in the first place. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't say that. So therefore, we have to understand Moir Rabbeisai, what exactly was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to have a bread-based meal. So if you made a toast, which toast are we referring to? Ritzei? Or are we talking about when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos? And you forgot Ya'al of Yavoy. What exactly was the Gemara's question? That means on a regular Shabbos, which is not Rosh Chodesh, you have to have a bread-based meal. That is true. That's not optional, that's mandatory. So I understand that if you forgot Ritzei, you've got to repeat benching. But what happens if Shabbos happens also to be Rosh Chodesh and you forgot Yad HaYavai? What's the din then? On the one hand, yes, you are obligated to have a bread-based meal. On the other hand, that obligation is because it's Shabbos, not because it's Rosh Chodesh.
I was just going to ask, because of the fact Shabbos is Tadir, so therefore that takes precedence, so you would have to go back because it's more Tadir than Rosh Chodesh.
Tadir just tells me that if I have to say two things, which one comes first? But whether something is le'ikuva, okay, meaning that a failure to mention it will cancel the whole bench and puzzle it, why should it do so? Yes, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and you have to eat a bread-based meal, but I have to have a bread-based meal because it's Shabbos, not because it's Rosh Chodesh. So we have to examine that case. For the moment, that's not what the Gemara was talking about. For the moment, the Gemara is talking about a regular Shabbos where you did not say Ritzei. So if you didn't mention Ritzei, L'chaira, that is exactly the same as not saying Yad LeVayavai in davening on Rosh Chodesh. The common denominator being, but this is not a self-induced chiyuv, it's an absolute obligation. Says the Gemara, Lameyato. So now, are you telling me the Shabbos is the Yomim Toivim when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov? Where Deloy Sagi, Deloy Ochil, where you do not have an option not to eat. Hochenami, are you telling me the Ito Hodar? That it should emerge, and if you made a mistake, because it's a mandatory chiyuv, therefore you would have to repeat benching. Omale. So he answered one word, in. Yes, absolutely. The Omar of Shila Omar Rav, exactly as we said before, in the name of Rav Shila, in the name of Rav, Ta'o Chayza L'Rosh. Ta'o. Omar Shila Omar Rav, Ta'o Chayza L'Rosh. And if Chayza L'Rosh, you see Mufurish, Zayin Achanami. If you take a forgot Ritzei, then he's bemet mukhuyev to bench again. One moment, he is mukhuyev to bench again. V'ho omar avun omar av ta'o oimer boruch shenosan. Again, the same question and the same answers we said before. Is he mukhuyev to repeat benching? Or is he mukhuyev to add this insert of boruch shenosan? The answer is as a qualification. Lav itmar Allah. Didn't we learn that loy shanu ela shaloi posach v'atev ha-meitiv, avala posach v'atev ha-meitiv chayzer ha-roish. So yes, there is this second chance, backup option of saying baruch shenosan, but that only applies in the event that he remembers before he begins the brach of v'atev ha-meitiv. Once he begins the brach of v'atev ha-meitiv, it's all over, and yes, he has to repeat benching. So why does he have to repeat benching? After all, when it came to Rosh Chodesh benching, he did not have to repeat. And the answer is because on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to have a bread-based meal. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do.
What about Shalosh Shudas?
So Shalosh Shudas, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, you're quite right. Shalosh Shudas is different because Me'ikar Adin, Shalosh Shudas, you do not need to have a bread-based meal. And so therefore, Allah Chalamaisa, we'll see this in Shulchan Aruch. If somebody forgets Ritzei in Shalosh Shudas, he does not need to repeat benching. But he does for Friday night and Shabbos day, because those two meals, they really are mandatory bread-based meals. Have a look at the top Rashi. V'hoda l'resha. This is the case where he went all the way back to the beginning of benching. Why? Because he forgot Ritzei. L'tchilas birkas hamazon. All the way back to the beginning of benching. K'da omrinon. Just like we say with regard to tefillah. Gabe tefillah, with regard to tefillah, what's considered the end of davening? And the answer is Okar Esraglov. Once you have uprooted your feet, Chozer L'Rosh. Now, if you have not yet uprooted your feet, meaning you're davening, and for argument's sake, you're in the middle of Sim Shalom, when you remember that you have not said Ya'alav Yavoy, then you go back to Ritzeh. You don't have to go all the way back to the beginning of davening, because you have not been Oikah your Raglaim. Once you've been Oikah Raglaim after Oisah Shalom, that's it. It's too late. And because it's too late, it will not help to go back to Ritzeh. Rather, you've got to repeat Shemone Esra, says Rashi. Awesome. Over there in the case of davening, who de Ika Achiras Raglaim. Over there, there exists the concept of Achiras Raglaim. So for that, now heralds the end of davening. Avol Hocha Siyum HaBrocha. It would be the end of the bracha of Boinei Berachmav Yerushalayim Amen. Who? Akiras Raglaim. That would be the equivalent of Akiras Raglaim. We're not benching standing up like we do davening. So therefore the actual process of Akiras Raglaim obviously doesn't exist with regard to benching, but the concept does. So for Akiras Raglaim in davening, is replaced in benching by Siyum HaBrocha. Once I finish the Brocha and I've said, Boinei Berachim of Yerushalayim, Amen, you have now finished benching. Because as we know, Atev HaMeitiv is not really part of benching. Atev HaMeitiv is only Drabonon. So as soon as you've said, Boinei Berachim of Yerushalayim, Amen, you have effectively finished benching. And if you finish benching, that's like Akiras Raglaim in the case of Tefillah. And if you're finished, you've got to go back to the beginning.
You still have that option of doing the compensatory bracha, right?
But not if I started at Teva Meitiv.
No, okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, only if it's in the interim. Okay, let's see a Tosas. Just give me 20 seconds, please. Okay, so let's see this top Tosfos. Says Tosfos. Internet connection clear today?
Yeah,
excellent.
And for the VAD last night, it was okay?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it was.
Yeah, okay. Says Tosfos. We're going to see in Tosis Rabbi Yehudovid, your question is asked and answered over here. Iboi ochil v'iboi loy ochil. So we said when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the reason why you do not have to repeat benching, and if you don't want, you don't need to eat. And if you don't need to eat, so it's not mandatory. And if it's not mandatory, therefore, the whole status, and if you forget, you do not have to repeat. Says Tosis, the in timer. This needs explanation, I don't understand. Have a Rosh Chodesh. Isn't Rosh Chodesh miyomi deloy lehis anois behoim? It's a day you're not allowed to fast. But Megillas Tanis, there's a Megillah, which is basically like a Brisa, and it's called Megillas Tanis. And it writes there all the days of the year that one must fast, and all the days of the year that one must not fast. And it clearly writes there that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So how can our Gemara say that Rosh Chodesh is a day on which you can eat if you choose, or fast if you choose? But it's not true, because in Megillas Tanis it clearly tells us that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. You do have to eat. So it's not optional. Says Tosfos, like we said before, v'yesh lo'imai, that's true. What it means is as follows. Dahochi pirusha, this is the explanation. Ibo'i ochil, v'ibo'i lo'i ochil pas. Yes, you don't technically have the right to choose whether you do or don't eat on Rosh Chodesh, but you do not have to eat pas, and that is optional. So v'ibo'i lo'i ochil pas, in order to be obligated Birkas Hamazon, that is not mandatory. But when it comes to Yom Tov and Shabbos for that matter, you do have to eat pas. So not only must you eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but you must eat pas as well. Which means, therefore, that Birkas Hamazon on Shabbos and Yom Tov is absolutely mandatory. Whereas in the case of Rosh Chodesh, even though it's true, technically you're not allowed to fast, but you do not have to have bread. And if you did have bread, that is a self-induced obligation of Birkas Hamazon. Now, Tosfos asks an enormous kasha. And this is a famous question, and those who are with us when we learn Sukkah will remember this Gemara, I hope. The Tema says, Tosfos, this is a very big wonder. The Omrina on the Sukkah. In Sukkah it says, Ibo'i ochil, ve'ibo'i loy ochil. When it comes to Chag HaSukkos, what does it say? That if you want, you can eat. And if you don't want, you don't have to eat. Chutz, besides for Milayla Horishoino, besides for the very first night of Sukkos, the Yalif, Tes, Vav, Michag HaMatzos. Right, this is the famous drasha. Tes, Vav, what does that mean? Tesvav is the 15th of Tishri. Tesvav is the 15th of Nisan. Just like on the night of the 15th of Nisan, you have to have bread. So too, you have to have bread on the night of the 15th of Tishri. And if you have bread, obviously, you've got to go into the sukkah. So what's Tosfos Kasha? It clearly says in the Gemara in Sukkah, if we asked ourselves a crucial question, how many times are you obligated, absolutely, to go and eat in the sukkah on Chag HaSukkos? And the answer is once, only on the first night. Every other occasion besides for that, ibo'i ochil, ibo'i loy ochil. You don't have to eat, b'chol. You don't have to eat. If you eat, you've got to eat in the sukkah. You don't have to eat. Says Tosfos, so one second, we're in a mess. There seems to be, therefore, a big contradiction between these Gemaras. Because forget the first night of Sukkot for the moment. Okay, the first night of Sukkot is clearly different. That's Tesvav, Tesvav. So what happens if it comes now to the first day of Sukkot? We have a stira. Because the Gemara in Sukkot seems to tell you, you do not have to eat. If you eat, obviously, you will go into the Sukkot. You know, to eat outside the Sukkot. But you do not have to eat. And yet, what does our Gemara say in Brochus, of Mem Tesson base, that Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do have to eat. And not only do you have to eat, you've got to eat pas, which means that Birkas HaMazon is an absolute chiyuv. So we have a complete contradiction. Is there a chiyuv to eat bread on Yom Tov? We're not talking about the first night of Sukkos. Obviously, the first night of Sukkos has extra special rules because we have the drasha of Tesvov, Tesvov. But besides for that, when it comes, for example, to the first day, we have a complete contradiction between the two Gemaras.
Can't you say the same thing about Pesach? The obligation is on the first night. You have to eat matzah on the second day. You have to.
Right, so I have the same question. The Gemara doesn't enunciate it, so therefore that's why Tosa didn't ask from Pesach. But you're right, the same question would apply. But the Gemara did enunciate it with regard to Sukkos. And the Gemara says you only have to eat a bread-based meal, meaning you only have to eat in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkos. And after that, you don't have to. What do you mean you don't have to? Our Gemara says you do have to. You absolutely, whether you like it or not, have to have a bread-based meal on Yom Tov, which means not only in the night, during the day, such that if you benched and forgot to say Yalav Yavah, you would have to repeat benching again because benching was mandatory. Well, if benching is mandatory, so too should Sukkah be mandatory. So why are you telling me that the only case, the only time that Sukkah is mandatory is the first night, Yom Tov, Stira? Again, let's see Tosis Kasha again. The Tema on the last white line, don't mean on the Sukkah. It says in Sukkah in Daf Chav Zayin, Iba Iachil, V'Iba Ilo Yachil. But if you want to eat, you can eat. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. Chutz Milayla Harishayna. Besides for the first night of Yom Tov, because then we have a special halacha, the Yalef Tesvov, Tesvov Michag HaMatzes. But besides for that, you do not have to eat on Yom Tov, but our Gemara says you do. V'yesh Leima. Now, what does Tosis mean to ask now? An answer, rather. Yesh Leima, what the Gemara means to say is as follows. Tohochi Pirushi. She'enoi tzorich lechoil besuka im lo yirtze. Avol bishvil yom tev tzorich lechoil. What does that mean?
In the second.
That means... Veins. Do you have to eat on Yom Tov? Let's ask two separate questions. It comes to Sukkos first day, not first night, first day. Okay? You ask your Rav, first day Yom Tov, am I obligated to go into the Sukkah, eat in the Sukkah first day Yom Tov? Tosfos says the correct answer would be you're not mechuyev eating a sukkah. No. Oh, really? I don't have to eat? No, you do have to eat because it's Yom Tov. That's what's going on. But if I have to eat, then I've got to go in the sukkah. Yes. But the obligation pulling me into the sukkah is not sukkah. The obligation pulling me into the sukkah, obligating me to eat, is the fact that it's Yom Tov. It's not a sukkah chiyuv. It's a Yom Tov chiyuv.
Yeah, but one chiyuv follows after the other. Once you have the chiyuv...
Oh, that's Tosis Kasha. Tosis asks in the next line, I don't understand what's that supposed to mean. V'im taima, mem nun mem, mai nafke mina. What's the difference? Im tzorech lechol bishvil yom tev, oi bishvil sukkah. So what's the difference? One obligation, as you said, follows the other. So how can the Rav tell you you're not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah? Oh, really? I don't have to eat? No, I do have to eat because it's Yom Tov. Well, if I have to eat, I've got to go in the sukkah. Yeah, but it's not a sukkah obligation. It's a Yom Tov obligation. Well,
it's like a flow chart. When you answer yes to one thing, then you have to go down to the next box.
You've got to go to the next line. So the minute you tell me on the top line of the flow chart that Yom Tov dictates that you have to eat, then automatically you are mechuyev to eat in a sukkah. So who in the world cares whether this is a Yom Tov obligation or a sukkah's obligation? At the end of the day, if you're mechuyev to eat because it's Yom Tov, you're mechuyev also to go in the sukkah. So the Gemara in Brachos makes perfect sense. Our sugya says that it's only optional on Rosh Chodesh, but on Yom Tov you have to eat. So that we understand. But we still don't understand what does it mean in the Gemara in Sukkah when it says you don't have to. It's not mandatory to eat on the first day. Forget the first night. On the first day of Sukkot, it's not mandatory to eat. Really? Yeah, because it's only because it's Yom Tov, but not because it's Sukkot. Well, who cares? Once you're mechuyev to eat because it's Yom Tov, you're necessarily mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah. So what on earth is the distinction? Who cares why I have to eat? At the end of the day, you've got to eat because it's Yom Tov, and I maybe got to go in the Sukkah. So what's the difference? So we're going to hold it over here. We'll see that Tosis will answer it and try and see the end of Tosis. And it's Hashem, we hope that tomorrow we'll finish the Tosis and then we'll see Shulchan Aruch as well. And then we'll reach the Mishnah, it's Hashem.
Good.
Okay. Good. Be healthy, everybody.
Amen. Want to do it in the computer or you want to come in?
No, let's do the computer.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, give me a few minutes to download this and I'll send you an invite, okay?
I'll be ready.
All right.